In Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, Satan is tempting Jesus. And in this passage, he tempts Jesus to take a shortcut. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," Satan said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Standing on that very high mountain, Satan tried to dazzle Jesus. In an amazing vision, he flashed all the kingdoms of the world in front of the Lord. The Father promised that he would give every nation to Jesus as an inheritance in Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. It was his destiny to rule over all the people and all kingdoms. In this final temptation, Satan appealed to Jesus' pure and sinless ambition. The temptation was this: God's plan involved the suffering and agony of the cross. Jesus' death on the cross would be the sacrifice that purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. God's plan was the cross, then the kingdoms. Satan's plan was the kingdoms without the cross. A shortcut. Satan's all about shortcuts. So Jesus quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, to resist this temptation. In this passage, Israel was tempted to leave God out of the picture, to think that their achievements were a result of their own efforts. And that's a struggle we all have. But here we learn from our Lord that nothing is worthy apart from God's plan. There is no worthwhile success or achievement apart from Him. So, Father, drive this truth deep into our hearts and drive it home in the heat of my battle with Satan. Shortcuts are so enticing. Help me see the dangerous destination before I start out on that hazardous path. Help me in Jesus' name. Amen.